Scott and Carla at breakfast on BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
We got 3 miles from the ground. The temperature's been reading 1 and 2 degrees plus. I don't know what the problem is, to be honest with you. There's no sign of snow or anything around here.
I've been travelling up from just south of Milton Keynes. The thing that surprised me was that I was parked up quite early at the ground, and it was only at 6 o'clock chatting to the police intelligence officers locally and the guys in the van of the police that they had no idea. They'd been brought in specially from Chesterfield for the game, and we're only just getting a radio message at 6 o'clock to say there was an issue and the game was going to be off.
They haven't really made any thought process, any thought about the travelling supporters, you know, and we do travel in numbers, and Alfreton's probably one of the biggest draws for Lincoln for whatever reason. It's fairly close, and you know, I would have expected there would have been probably 200-300 people going tonight, and it is wrong. You're absolutely right, you know, that they have not considered the away fans. They've considered the balance sheet.
We was about 5 minutes from the ground when we found out. I am absolutely gobsmacked. I've been in touch with Lincoln City in the day to the chief safety officer there, and he's had nothing to even suggest that this game was going to be off. Although I agree with everybody else that the weather's telling you that all the other games are off, and yet their game's going to be on the ground. And I'm no disrespect to them, but the ground's not the best. We had this trouble, I think, New Year's Day. They're just not making an effort, I don't think. They're not putting anything into it.
Wayne Bradley is the chairman of Alfreton Town. Wayne, a lot of angry Imps fans who don't think this is on. What have you got to say to them this morning?
I think those comments are both disappointing and derogatory. We as a football club did everything that we could to consider travelling fans, home fans, and indeed every aspect of the game.
You don't think they're understandable in the circumstances, people rolling up after being told all day there's no problems and suddenly it gets postponed?
The pitch was playable. The pitch was playable at 4 o'clock. The pitch was playable at every hour prior to that. And the only noise that we could then give is that, in our opinion, the pitch is playable. We had professionals look at the pitch. They were all comfortable with it. There was no need for an early call. But when the weather deteriorates as quickly as it does, we are left in the hands of the matchday referee. He was the one that called the game off, not the football club.
But don't you have any sympathy for those fans? You don't seem to be that bothered by what's happened to them.
Oh, no, that is grossly unfair. I am disappointed for everybody concerned, and of course all of the travelling fans. I have the utmost respect for Lincoln City as a football club, their directors, and every one of their supporters. Of course we are disappointed, but the point that I'm making is, trust me, we are more disappointed than everybody and anybody else. But it's unfair to suggest that we've made no effort, which is comments made earlier in your broadcast there. It is unfair to suggest that we've not considered travelling fans. We have. We did everything that we could within our powers. The weather temperature dropped. It went below freezing from 5 o'clock onwards. The game was called off at 5:35.
We had
no control on any of those aspects.
Are you suggesting that the referee got the decision wrong or not? What are you saying?
You think the game should have gone ahead? The decision wrong, and I believe that the game should have gone ahead. But then again, that is controversy in its own statement. The referee called the game off, not the football club. In my humble opinion, the game was playable. The pitch was in perfect condition, all bar one aspect of it, which was a very small area, which the referee deemed to be, as the weather was deteriorating, and I quote, would get worse.
Would it not have been sensible as a precaution to have got a local referee to look in earlier?
We did. Now, this is the whole point that you're not, at the end of the day, understanding. We have had a local referee look at the pitch, and we considered then with him whether this was something that was needing a pitch inspection. The answer was no.
People getting in touch about this, as you'd imagine, Wayne, not happy at all. A couple of questions. Steve wants to know. Steve's wondering if Alfreton were so desperate to get the game on because they've not had a home game since the 20th of December that you're worried about revenue and such like. It was that desperation that caused the confusion towards the end.
No, not at all. We're absolutely disappointed, of course, that we've not got the game on. And, of course, yes, the revenue is an aspect that will be discussed from this point on. But at no point did we make that a singular factor of focus. What we were more focused to was, and again, if you look, the only people that suggested the game was on were supporters of the football club, not the football club itself. So we were in liaison wherever we needed to be. I'm desperately disappointed for everyone who travelled and seemingly had to travel because it was called off so late. But no, the answer to your question is, this is not a revenue decision. This was a straightforward match decision, and the match day referee called the game off.
Mark said, disappointed with the amount of information that was available. Could information not have got out earlier on? He tried ringing throughout the afternoon. He said nobody was answering any of the phone calls.
The phone calls were being answered at the rate that the manpower could. In other words, one receptionist was taking calls and was answering calls. So if he unfortunately probably called at the time that they were busy answering another call, we can't answer the multiples.
Lots of people calling.
Can I finish? Because it is important I get this point over. There was no information to give. So I can only repeat, the pitch was playable. Frost covers were left on the pitch until 11 a.m. They were taken off at 11 a.m. and the groundsman began his work at that particular point. The pitch was perfectly playable.
And for the people
he carried
that,
on working all day.
The people that travelled and then were told whatever, the pitch was playable, it wasn't because you didn't play on it. They're saying, is there compensation or could there be a reduced price for the next game?
This is something we'll look at. We can't offer compensation because at the end of the day we are weather related on this instance. But we will look at, obviously, once the game has been rearranged. This is the second time, of course, that this fixture now will have been postponed. The first one being on New Year's Day. That was called off early because the pitch was clearly not playable as it was locked in snow and frost.
That would be a goodwill gesture you could do quite easily, though. The next game, when it is played, here you go, Imps fans. Really sorry you had to travel. Here's reduced ticket prices.
And this is something we'll consider. Thank you for the suggestion.
And how realistic is that?
It's something we will consider. Again, I can only thank you for the suggestion.
All right, well, we'd like to help you out. Thanks for speaking to you this morning, the Alfreton chairman, Wayne Bradley. You've heard what he's had to say. Lots of comments.
They'll consider a reduced price. We'll have to wait and see if they do that.
And thanks us all for the suggestion. BBC Radio Lincolnshire, 9 minutes to 9.
Scott and Carla at breakfast on BBC Radio Lincolnshire.